This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 24. Continuing the work. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 1. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When Jesus ascended into heaven, his work here on earth had only just begun. The book of Acts records the story of the early church, but as a companion volume to the Gospel of Luke, Acts tells the story of what it means to be a follower of Jesus after the ascension. And it opens with a surprising detail. The former book, that is, the Gospel of Luke, tells us only what Jesus began to do and teach. So what happened after the ascension? Well, the book of Acts shows that Jesus' followers went on doing and teaching the things Jesus did and taught. Or, rather, Jesus went on doing and teaching these things by working through his disciples. What an amazing outcome. Jesus didn't leave his followers alone. He continued to use his power, working through them, to teach, forgive, restore, and heal. And he did all this through the Holy Spirit, even when his disciples didn't fully understand what the kingdom was all about. This should humble us. For God's kingdom is not something we can arrange into existence. And this should encourage and excite us, since it means that Jesus continues to work through us even today, to be witnesses of his love, justice, and mercy. Watch today for Jesus' continuing work in and around you. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for the work you are doing on this earth. Thank you that your work continues as you reign in heaven. Equip us as your witnesses to the Father's glory. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.